This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad you're with us, rocking and rolling on a wet Thursday. And our man, Rodney Orr, he is the Tider Insider, joining us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Ain't nothing like him nowhere, Dreamland Barbecue. Rodney, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, John, Barry, you guys doing well?
Doing very well, like a lot of people are. We're kind of going over the numbers on the latest contract extension for Nick Saban and his assistant football coaches. The word, Rodney, is that this has been a long time in coming. It's been rubber stamped for a while back, and I'm interested in your thoughts about the numbers on this, because it seems as though, and it's difficult to measure, that even now, even with all of that money that he and the assistant coaches are making, it still is pretty much a bargain. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to say that, right? A guy making $11 million the next year. But, yeah, what a bargain. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, the job that he's obviously done. But, you know, people say, well, how can you pay a guy that kind of money? You know, to be honest with you, some people might even say it's, like you said, a bargain, and that, you know, look what he's done for the success that he's brought, has done for, you know, the state, the community, certainly here in Tuscaloosa. The construction here has been unbelievable. The increase in the student population, people say, well, you know, that is directly correlated to Alabama football. If you remember a few years ago, it was a couple of years ago, Forbes magazine did an article. It said, why does everyone want to go to Alabama? And you know, talking to people about kids in Delaware and different
states
far from here wanting to come to Alabama. And it was, you know, because of the Crimson Tide, because of the football program. That certainly has been a lure. I think certainly he is he's a bargain.
Yeah, there certainly have been a lot of things that have gone on outside of football that have been extremely positive since he has arrived. And one of those things was the draft last Thursday. And once again, Alabama had a lot of former players have their names called in Philadelphia by teams in the NFL. Quite incredible. I have to admit, though, Rodney, I was surprised that Marlon Humphrey was the first former Bama player to have his name called.
I really don't think we'd have guessed that at all, John. No question. Last Thursday when we talked, last Thursday morning, I would have thought maybe the third guy picked, you know, behind maybe even the fourth guy, behind O.J. And Jonathan Allen, definitely, and Reuben Foster. And then he goes ahead of all of those guys. You know, so that was kind of a surprise. But, you know, I know there's some Alabama fans. You know, I heard somebody say that, that's an Alabama fan. They said, we had four guys drafted in the first round, and I'm still disappointed. Can you figure that one out?
No, I cannot.
My goodness.
They didn't go high enough, you know, but still. I mean, I know those guys dropped. I know that Jonathan Allen was expected to be a top five pick, and it's very disappointing for him. And I think some Alabama fans certainly pulling for that to happen. But, you know, sometimes those things happen, and I'll tell you this, and you guys know it, that – Jonathan Allen's already been motivated enough, but this will certainly light a fire under him. I think the Redskins, you're talking about a bargain. I think the Redskins got a bargain. I think the 49ers got a bargain. And I really think O.J. Howard, when you look at him, he's going into a great situation in Tampa. You know, Jameis Winston there and all those other weapons they have as receivers. And, you know, you've got O.J. Howard and Mike Evans on the field at the same time. So, man, that's really good for him.
It seems as though, you know, regardless of where they went, that those are good situations for each of them. I'm wondering about this from some of the, I don't want to say down the line draft rounds, but looking at some of the other guys who got drafted outside the first round at Alabama, and we'll name some names for Alabama. I think a guy like Tim Williams has an excellent chance of being a serviceable NFL player for a long time. I said this, Rodney, and I'd love to know if you think about it. You know, one of the keys about, you know, Alabama's depth of talent is not that they had Jonathan Allen picked in the first round, and Foster and O.J. Howard and Humphrey. But I think some of those other guys, Cam Robinson has a great chance to be a good pro. Tim Williams, Dalvin Tomlinson. It's those down-the-line guys that Alabama puts in the league that end up having very long, serviceable careers that really sort of sets Alabama's program apart.
Yeah, the depth there, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think, you know, when you look at those guys, I think one that really comes to mind to me is Dalvin Tomlinson, because he is a guy who is, I think, very underrated as a player. He's very athletic. He's versatile. He's very intelligent. He is a no-nonsense guy, great work ethic. I mean, everything you could draw, he's a lot like Jonathan Allen. I mean, he is, you know, I think he's going to be great with the Giants as long as he can stay healthy. You know, he had two knee injuries, one as he came out of high school that he overcame, and then he had that other one in 2013, I think the second week of the season that he overcame. So he's overcome adversity too, so I really like him. And you mentioned Tim Williams. You know, Tim Williams, his career is I guess you could say this for all of them, but it's really up to him, I think. I think it's you know, how quickly does Tim really mature and become, you know, a guy that is responsible for whatever he does. And if he can do that, you know, to be honest with you, Tim Williams would have probably been drafted a lot higher had he been consistent, you know, with his off-the-field stuff.
Yeah. Some people out there, Rodney, were a little surprised at where Tim Williams went in the draft compared to others. I wasn't, but I'm with you there. He's got to tighten up some of his off-the-field issues, I believe, if he's going to be a tremendously successful pro.
You know, you remember last year, John and Barry, some people were predicting him as a top-five pick. I think even one mock draft came out and said he may be the number one pick, which I thought at that time was kind of ludicrous. But, you know, and it turned out to not obviously be anywhere near correct. But I do think that he had a good chance to be, you know, at least a high second-round pick had he, you know, had he been the guy that off the field, had he been able to be consistent with himself. But anyway, we certainly hope that he is. And some of the other guys, I think Eddie Jackson's going to be an interesting story, because I think Eddie's a really gifted player. I think he's probably a second-round talent, too. But the injuries, he had the knee injury early in his career, and then he broke the leg here, what, about seven or eight games in this past season that really hurt him, I think. But I think Eddie Jackson, if he's fully overcome from that injury, he's going to be a really good guy to keep an eye on.
Rodney Orr is with us, TiderInsider.com. Again, agree or disagree on this. On the existing roster, on the current roster, three guys jump out at me as being possible surefire first-round NFL draft picks. One of them is, well, maybe not next year, but in the future, Jonah Williams. He's not eligible next time. Deshaun Hand. And I still really think that Sean Deion Hamilton, depending on the rehab, Sean Deion Hamilton may have a chance to be the next, quote, great Alabama linebacker and the next big Alabama linebacker pick in the draft. Agree or disagree, Rodney?
Well, I think, first of all, Jonah Williams, he's, like you said, he's young, but I don't think there's any question of what he's going to be. And I do think that Deshaun Hand's obviously got a lot of potential. I tell you, got to watch.
All right.
Really keep an eye on next year is Isaiah Bugs, the junior college transfer.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm not don't want to start any, you know, get my board in an uproar for sure. But he is a guy that does have the ability and the talent to be a one and done type guy. And I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying keep your eye on Isaiah Bugs. He could be a really guy that could emerge next year as a defensive lineman. And yeah, I, you know, certainly hope that Sean Deion Hamilton, you know, recovers fully from the knee. He still, you know, in the spring did not appear to be there, but was getting close. And I like Sean Deion Hamilton as a player. I mean, this guy is in the right spot at the right time all the time, it seems. Really like him. Very heady player. He's going to be the heart and soul of that defense next year. And I tell you what, Rashawn Evans athletically, there's not going to be a better, more athletic linebacker, I don't think, around than Rashawn Evans. I mean, this guy now has some versatility. He's played outside. And I think that's one of the key things that in his decision to go to Alabama is that they sold him on, we're going to teach you how to play linebacker. Now, it's taken some time, but I think in the long run, it's very beneficial to him because now he knows how to play inside and outside. He's a guy that, you know, with that versatility and his athletic ability, he can really now start to move up as an NFL prospect.
Rodney, circling back to what's going on in Tuscaloosa, we all have seen and talked about the 8A game a couple of weeks ago. But having time to kind of break it down and digest it a little bit, talking with several people, it looks that the areas of concern, getting the offensive line gelled, to get the right pieces in the right places, and the defensive line, probably not as big and maybe not as athletic as last year's defensive line. Agree, disagree?
On the offensive line, certainly I think the right side has to be shored up. You know, they've been battling that issue now for 2 years, that they've never quite been able to get it completely settled. They, you know, had some issues there, you know, what they are, Alphonse Taylor, and then Lester Cotton struggled some last year, and, you know, Dominic Jackson at right tackle 2 years ago. And of course, now, with that said, Jonah Williams was fantastic at right tackle last year, but now he's flipped over to the left side to replace Cam Robinson. So they've got two spots over there they've got to get worked out. I think Lester Cotton may end up being the right guard. You know, we'll see what happens at right tackle. I think Matt Womack kind of has an edge right now. But I think Scott Lashley, the redshirt freshman from Mississippi, is a guy to keep an eye on. He's very gifted. And I also think Alex Leatherwood, the true freshman, once he gets into shape, real good condition, I think he's going to be a guy that's going to really compete maybe at that spot. On the defensive line, I think when you look at Deshaun Hand, De'Ron Payne, and Isaiah Bugs, those three guys are top of the line, you know, talents, I think. I really think De'Ron Payne has a chance to be as good as any of the defensive linemen that have come through over the last couple of years, and that's saying a lot, but I really think he has that ability. I think Isaiah Bugs is right there. He's on the cusp of it. Once he, you know, gets in tip-top condition and kind of gets his feet wet, I think early next year, I think he's got a chance to be a standout player. Deshaun Hand's always had potential. Again, let's see if he can kind of, you know, tap into it next year like everyone expected. After that, I think, is the big question mark. They don't have the same kind of numbers that they've had in the past or the experience that they've had over the past few years. So from that standpoint, I agree with you completely, John. Now, the question is, how quickly does Raekwon Davis, who was, wasn't he the most valuable lineman in the game at the 8A game, had a really good spring. I think he had 9 tackles or something in 8A, a couple of sacks. Does he kind of carry over what he did this spring and continue to develop and become a dominant player? You know, does Quinnen Williams, who showed some real flashes in the 8A game, you know, as a pass rusher, and we know that he also has ability as a run stopper, does he continue to develop? If those guys can step up, maybe a Jamar King. You know, you've got a couple of freshmen coming in, LeBron Ray and Fedarian Mathis. You know, that's a lot of ifs right there. But I do think that the first three up front have pretty good chances.
Outstanding. Yeah. Boy, and great breakdown of all those positions. That's why we have him on. Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider. What's going on from here on out? It seems things kind of slow down a little bit. You know, golf tournaments, speaking to alumni groups, things of that nature.
Yeah. You know, John, Barry, they are really, I think, out there right now, these coaches, doing a lot of evaluations and recruiting. And again, like we said, I think it was last week on your show, they're kind of taking a little bit of a slower, different approach to recruiting this year. I think that, you know, they really want to get guys close up evaluations, not only this spring, but in their camps that they have this summer. And so those fans that are panicking can just kind of, you know, just hold off a little bit. The evaluations are going on, and Alabama's certainly going to have another good year. Don't know that it'll be the number one year, but they have to fill needs on the defensive line and in the secondary. So those are the keys there. And then, like you said, John, they go into summer with the off-season program. Most of the, you know, they got, 10 more kids coming in on May 29th. So all of those guys, getting them acclimated into the program in the off season with the summer workouts, which start at that time. So, I mean, we're almost there. We're almost right at the summer workouts, and then it's going to be SEC media days, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, fall camp. And, you know, once that starts, we're off to the races.
Off to the races it is.
Yeah, cannot wait. Lots of information is available on the website, some very healthy discourse as well in the forums, and breaking news, all of it's available at TiderInsider.com. Rodney Orr, how do people get involved?
Well, it's TiderInsider.com. It's only $48 a year. You get instant access with your credit card right now, or if you prefer, there's an address to send a check. Again, that gives you access to all the premium information, also our forum. Which, of course, there's a constant flow of discussion and what have you, and the quarterback debate goes on, as you guys, if you've been on there, maybe yesterday, saw. But it's constant there on TiderInsider.com. Hey, we have a really good story, I think, on Vandarius Cowan, incoming freshman linebacker, who'll be here at the end of the month, and I think that's a really good story for, you know, if you're interested in the new players coming in.
Well, it's the best place to go. All the top information, Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider. Rodney, thanks as always, my friend. We'll touch base soon.
All right, John Barry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.